It was 8:15 in the morning on the 15th of February when reports came in of what looked like a tragic accident.
Police emergency.
I think there's a road traffic accident on the A57. Oh. There's a gentleman lying in the road.
That man in the road was Trevor Allen, a grandfather from Salford whose injuries were so severe he died instantly. Lorry driver Mark Slater told police he simply didn't see him.
A man seriously injured.
Has he been hit by a vehicle?
Yeah, by my vehicle.
By your vehicle, OK. Was he in the road, was he?
He was, yeah.
Right, OK.
But witnesses reported seeing Mr Allen in a high-vis jacket waving his arms in front of the truck. In court, we heard he'd got out of his van to confront Slater on the A57 after the pair were involved in a bit of road rage. Detective Inspector Peter Case.
Mr Allen parked in front of Mr Slater's wagon and got out of his van. He had a high-visibility jacket on. He was a well-built man, and Mr Slater made the decision to move away whilst Mr Allen was in front of him, and as the judge said, he didn't have an intention to seriously injure Mr Allen, he meant to kill him.
The victim's family were reduced to tears during this trial as they heard details of Allen's injuries. His sister Muriel.
It's just absolutely heart-wrenching, and then to hear every day what he's gone through and how he must have stood there when that wagon gone off. I hope he rots in hell. I really do.
Well, today, Slater, who's 47, was jailed for life and must serve a minimum of 15 years. Trevor's niece Mandy told me it's no comfort to the family.
You can walk away from a bullet and you can walk away from a knife. You can't walk away from a truck like that. And he's used it as a lethal weapon. It's not justice. It really is not justice.
And, of course, we heard the victim impact statements. I mean, Trevor obviously meant a lot to everybody who knew
him. Yeah, it was a man that lit up the room when he walked in. He truly was. And he was a gentle giant, and that's happened, and nobody deserves that.
It's the first time Cheshire Police, together with the CPS, have ever prosecuted a driver for murder in road rage circumstances.